Now, this guy played in the NBA 14 years. He was a McDonald's All-American. He was the 13th pick in the 1999 draft out of Duke, a member of the Big Three League, the captain of the Power. Big Three season tips off on June 22nd in Houston. We are joined by Corey Maggette. Corey, good morning. What's up? How are you?
What's going on? The legend, Jim Rohn. How you doing?
Corey Maggette. Man, I'm great. How about you? How are things?
I'm doing great.
Dude, you played 14 years in the NBA, and you've created a really nice role for yourself as a basketball analyst. So take me back to last year, Corey. When you first heard about the Big Three, what was your reaction, and what made you think, you know what, I get this, I like this, I want to be a part of it?
Well, first of all, I was selected to be one of the captains for Team Power. From there, you know, it was just kind of just thinking about if my body can hold up. And then you had an opportunity to kind of play with majority of those guys you've seen back when you played. And so last year, tried it out, ended up getting hurt the first game. But I'm looking forward to this season and all the new faces. And, you know, we got the new commissioner with Clyde Drexler. So really looking forward to it.
Corey Maggette, my guest. You know, it's unfortunate you got hurt in that first game, but you got back out there. I mean, what did it feel like to get back out there and to compete once again?
Jim, you know what? It felt good. I mean, you know, the first game was out in Brooklyn, and, I mean, the fans there was amazing. It's about, you know, 17,000 to 18,000 people there. So it actually kind of put you back in that atmosphere and mindset of playing in the NBA. It was a great experience. Guys really loved to get back on the floor and be competitive. And again, you know, even this year, it's going to be more competitive with so many new faces that's going to be in the Big Three.
Yeah, I mean, Corey, you're touching on this, but I kind of want to stress this, because before last season, I think that folks had the impression that it's a league where you're going to have a bunch of famous guys out there having a little bit of fun. But the fact is, man, these guys are wired. You guys are wired a certain way. When you got out there, was it serious business? And how much do the competitive juices flow even in that format?
Well, Jim, it was definitely competitive. I mean, I remember watching the first game and how competitive, far as, you know, just the contact, because first of all, it's hand checking. So it kind of goes back to, you know, almost like a little bit of that old school basketball. And guys is ready to compete. And, you know, the thing is that a lot of these players have been playing in all season, playing in rec leagues, and all of a sudden you get this opportunity to play in the Big Three. And when they throw the ball up and you have those 14 seconds to try to score the basketball, you know, it seriously got competitive from, hey, I'm happy to be here, to, hey, man, I want to kill this guy on the court.
Corey Maggette joining us. He's the captain of the Power. Now, the draft was held, and your team drafted Birdman, Quentin Richardson, Ryan Gomes. How do you feel about those additions?
I feel good about it. I mean, I think last year was we needed more size. And when I got hurt, you needed someone to really step up. So for me, you know, more of assurance policy, Quentin Richardson would be great, you know, just in case me and Catino goes now and you have another guy that can take care of that load. Then from there we have Big Baby as well, who is one of our captains. And then you look at Birdman, you know, only maybe a year and a half removed from the league, but, you know, this is another guy has size, you know, can guard multiple positions in that 3-on-3 setting, shot blocker, you know, can set hard screens, roll to the basket. And I thought that was a huge pick for us. Then Ryan Gomes is one of the G League assistant coaches right now. And he brings a lot of veteran leadership. He's definitely a cerebral player, so he understands the game. And at his size, he's 6'8", 6'9". So you bring more size where you can actually switch more off those screens with the 3-on-3 setting.
Corey Maggette breaking it down and joining us. Now, Corey, you're the captain of the Power, but you're going to be coached by Nancy Lieberman, who's going to make her the first female coach in a men's pro league. How proud of you are that, of that fact, and what do you think that's going to be like?
You know what, man? If you just look at Nancy's track record, I mean, she was one of the first to start off in the NBA, and then next after that was Becky Hammon. But she's a Hall of Famer in the WNBA. She knows the game. She loves the game. She's still working for the Pelicans right now that made it to the playoffs. You know, I'm just excited that she is able to coach us. But more importantly, she knows this game, and she knows players. I mean, every single player that's in that draft, she had them written down. She knows their tendencies. She knows exactly what they can do on the floor. And so you bring another person that understands this game and loves this game. You know, I don't care if she's a man or a woman. You know, it was just about bringing someone in that can be a great coach. We had Clyde Drexler last year, another Hall of Famer. And now we have the pleasure of having another Hall of Famer in Nancy Lee.
Corey McGetty, my guest. Now, Corey, you're playing in this league, but you're also working as an analyst, and you've made that actually look really, really easy. What's that experience been like for you?
Jim, you know what? It's been great, you know, just the experience to talk about the game of basketball. I had some great mentors that allowed me to step into this role, which I'm very thankful and blessed about. It's been great to talk about the Clippers, the team that I was with for almost 9 years, and kind of to break down the things that that team is doing. They have a lot of – they have a uphill battle ahead of them with the changing pieces and trying to figure out what they're going to do with some guys in the offseason. But it's been such a pleasure to be able to do it.
You know, Corey, before you go, you had 9 years with the Clippers. You had a couple of really nice years with Golden State, too. But at a time when Golden State was not having a lot of nice years, what do you think, when you look at Golden State right now and you see how dominant they are and how that fan base has responded?
You know what, Jim? It was great being there. And the fan base, even when I played, you know, they were still strong. And one thing about Golden State, they have true fans that's going to support their teams no matter what. You know, I had the pleasure of being with Steph Curry his first couple of years as a rookie and his first year player and seeing a development in him. And all of a sudden, you know, he turned the switch on and became this unbelievable player, two-time MVP. And, you know, you look at Bob Myers as a GM, what he has done to draft. I mean, think about it. You had Jerry West there who was able to, you know, kind of, you know, facilitate the things that happen within the program. He's a guy that has a huge track record in being successful. They was able to get Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, then able to sign Kevin Durant. But their team has built an identity about defense first. You have unbelievable shooting, and, you know, this is going to be one of the most dominant teams, you know, for the next 4 to 5 years, for sure.
I'm so glad you brought up Bob Myers. This is a huge Bob Myers house. So, Corey, last thought, when you talk about how Steph just threw the switch, he flipped the switch, became a two-time MVP. When you look at Golden State right now, they're pretty banged up. Does it concern you, or do they know where that switch is, and can they throw it once again when it matters most?
Of course, I believe that they can do it where it matters most, but it kind of concerns me that you possibly won't have Steph Curry in the first round. You have a lot of teams that's hungry. You know, it's like a dog that hasn't been fed that needs to eat, and they're going to attack anything. And I think with the Houston Rockets of the world, this team is hungry. You know, Golden State, to me, kind of seems complacent. You know, almost like they're bored. They won two championships. They broke the all-time record. And so they're going to need some type of momentum to get them going, and hopefully – you know, they can try to get healthy and don't slip up with these teams. You know, regardless if they're going to play these teams in the lower bowl from the 6, 7, 8, they're playing the, you know, the seventh best team in the entire league. But it's a chance that some teams can surprise them if they are not ready to play. We've seen Steve Kerr multiple times this season talking about that the team is not playing the right way. Hopefully that they can turn that switch on. We've seen it in the past. And get back to the way Golden State ball is played.
Corey McGetty, 14 years in the NBA and a member of the Big Three League. The Big Three season tips off June 22nd in Houston. He is a captain of the Power. Corey, it is so good to have you back. I really appreciate you.
Man,
Corey, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jim, for having me on, for sure.
Corey, appreciate you. Thank you. Corey McGetty, God, he was one of the most amazing athletes that I'd see come out of college. He was incredible what he could do, athletically, physically. I mean, a great player. McDonald's All-American, 13th pick overall, but just physically, he was explosive. Absolutely incredible, I thought. And doing a great job as an analyst, breaking it down.